from November 1947 to January 1991, a five-point red star gazed out from the roof of the Novogorica railway station. After the annexation, the Novogorica newspaper documented its placement with the words, "At the highest point of the roof, a red star and the inscription 'All in the struggle to implement a five-year plan' shone." The star was a gift from the railway workers of Ljubljana, announcing that people here lived under the symbol of freedom and progress. The side of the star turned towards Italy communicated to the inhabitants on the other side of the border that something new was being built in socialist Yugoslavia. The other side of the star, looking towards the newly emerging Novogorica, encouraged the youth work brigades from across Yugoslavia to build a new town. The star thus became a symbol of building something new, better, something that could shine across the border. The one that you can see at the exhibition is the second star placed on the roof of the railway station. The first one, shown in the photos, is of a slightly different shape, but of similar dimensions. There were two typical communist symbols on it, a hammer and a sickle, as well as the inscription "We encourage brotherhood and the unity of nations." After the Tito-Stalin split, the political atmosphere changed, so the star was substituted with the one that hangs above the display cases today. They added to it a less communist, but still socialist inscription, "We are building socialism, in the spirit of building the ideal socialist town of Novogorica." The inscription remained on the roof next to the star until the middle of the 1950s, when it was removed, and only the red star decorated the roof in the following decades. At the time of plebiscite for an independent Slovenia, the color of the star was changed to yellow and a tail was added to it. Thus, it was transformed into a nativity star and became important in a different way. A herald of something new and different. At the beginning of 1991, the star was completely removed and then temporarily transferred to the depot of the Goriški muzej.